This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 344 and three quarters, up 1.5. March corn, 357 and three quarters, up 1.25. May corn, 366 and a half, up 1.25. November soybeans, 942, up 7. January soybeans, 950, up 6.5. March soybeans, 958 and a half, up 7. December wheat, 493 and a quarter, down 14.5. March wheat, 505 and a quarter, down 14. May wheat, 511 and three quarters, down 14.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Thursday afternoon. The rain delays in harvest have supported corn and soybeans, but the market is focused on Friday's USDA reports. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 cents at 298 to 312, while soybean bids were 7 cents higher at 868 to 914. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents stronger at 290 to 316, and soybean bids were up 7 to 8 cents at 899 to 929. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 to 3 cents at 279 to 310. Soybean bids gained 5 to 7 cents at 892 to 929. And the wheat bids mostly 14 to 15 lower at 339 to 423. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 10 to 12 cents at 942 to 952. Basis ended 3 to 5 cents stronger, range from option to 10 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $3.33.50 to $3.43.50, with basis mixed ranging from $20 to $30 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.05 to $3.35, with basis steady ranging from $40 to $10 under December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at $2.91 to $3.05, with basis also mixed on Thursday, ranging from 54 to 40 under December. Soybeans ended 4 to 16 cents stronger at 925 to 948, with basis mixed range from 17 under to 6 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 16 cents stronger at 282 to 296. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 12 to 23 cents, with quotations at 962 to 967. Soft red winter wheat down 15 cents at 368 to 393, while the Milo ended 1 to 2 higher at 320 to 345. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 309 up to 334. January soybean bids 910 to 945. In central Illinois, January corn range from 315 up to 338. January soybean bids at 918 to 957. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 325 up to 343, with the January soybean bids ranging from 926 up to 964. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 164, down $2.10. December live cattle, 165.87, down $2.17. February live cattle, 166.40, down $1.20. October feeder cattle, 241.65, down 67 cents. November feeder cattle, 241.52, down $1.40. January feeder cattle, 235.30, down $1.02. October lean hogs, 109.50, up $1.37. December lean hogs, 95.62, up 45 cents. February lean hogs, 92.05, down 35 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 9th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.83 lower in the range of $98 to $110, with the weighted average carcass price of $104.38. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 52 to 58, 4 to 5 weights 57 to 61, 5 to 6 weights 59 to 63, and 600 pounds and up 61 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $70 to $76. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,803 head. And now the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 483 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 155 to 160. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 144 to 148. Choice slaughter heifers, 155 to 160. Now moving on to the Rio Livestock Auction in Congerville. They had receipts of 184 head. Choice slaughter steers were, for a real good sit, brought 159 to 166. And choice slaughter heifers were 159.50 to 164.50. Now moving over to the Schuyler Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 410 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 155.25 to 161.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 151 to 155.25, and choice slaughter heifers were 155 to 161. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 296 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass were $123.45, and that was 8 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $247.06, that was 51 cents higher, and select carcasses $234.85, that was 37 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000. That compared to 112,000 last week and 116,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 423,000. That compared to 423,000 last week and 434,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.93. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.01. October corn delivered to Scottville, $2.93. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.01. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.25. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.35. October beans delivered to Scottville, $9.25. November beans delivered to Scottville, $9.35. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.64. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $2.93. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $9.25. And wheat at Scottville is $3.64. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. At 6:20, color radar shows scattered light showers around our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
For today, cloudy skies with showers likely, high temperatures in the low 60s and light northeast winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, cloudy skies with a chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, north winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy, rainy skies, 52 degrees at the Weather Center. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Kyle Schmedeke of Irving, 4/10 of an inch of rain. A 10th of an inch recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen, 1 inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 6/10 of an inch here at the Weather Center over the past 24 hours, and once again, 52 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Frank the Buffalo here. When I think of all the folks who've switched to Frontier high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month with qualifying phone service, I get all... Yeah, like that. But when I hear about the aggravating customer service folks get with big cable, I get all... Exactly. But there's something they can do about it.
Tired of big cable? Switch to Frontier high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Call 1-888-FRONTIER now. Limited time offer for qualifying services. Taxes, fees, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Friday morning by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections. By the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank established in 1854.
At CHS Shipman, our owners are the center of everything we do. It's their dream, their vision, their hopes for the future that drives us forward. Our goal is to create value for our owners long term. We call it relevance. How do we stay relevant? Invest in growth on their behalf, stay financially strong, turn profits back to them, and add value through local experts and global connections. This is how we help our owners grow, all 600,000 of them. This is Aaron with CHS Shipman, and that's what's really going on in the country.
Cover crops are becoming a popular tool in developing water quality and soil improvement practices in the Midwest. Strategies to hold plant nutrients in place, reduce soil erosion, address outflow of nitrogen and phosphates into nearby water bodies, and ultimately protecting our great river system are being looked at closely and in association with the hypoxia region in the Gulf of Mexico. Farmland and row crop operations are highly visible and identifiable targets for imposing nutrient loss methods and standards through regulation. The University of Illinois Extension is holding a cover crop field day at the Shedder Farm south of Brighton on Tuesday, October 28th. Demonstrations on cover crop establishment, species selection, plant characteristics to match your cover crop needs, and integrated cover crop management benefits will be shared. If interested in attending, you can RSVP to the Jerseyville Extension Office at 618-498-2913 or the Taylorville Office at 217-287-7246. Again, that's the University of Illinois Cover Crop Field Day at the Shedder Farm south of Brighton on October 28th. With fall in full swing, many people are taking time to venture out to various apple orchards and pumpkin patches. For a look at how some of the typical orchard crops fared this year, I spoke with Jeff Broom of Broom Orchard in Carlinville. Many orchards this year were affected by the harsh winter that led to the loss of a majority of their peach crop. Broom Orchard was no exception.
Oh, yes. We had a night of 14 below, and then the next day warmed up to 8 below, and then went back to 14 below. And as a result, the peach crop suffered a lot. We had probably a 95% loss on the peaches. And I have noticed that some of the trees were stressed and have gone through the summer and just haven't made it. So I have lost a few peach trees, yes.
Unfortunately, Broom says there are no insurance programs to take advantage of to help mitigate this problem.
Not particularly that is of any real value. There are four counties in Illinois that have access to crop insurance for peaches. Macoupin is not one of them. You know, it's I've argued it for years. It's a federal program, but there's only four counties that are eligible. So, no, it's not available.
Thankfully, Broom says the rest of the orchard has done very well.
Well, you know, we've had a good year as far as a growing year. I was able to supplement what few peaches I did come through with some peaches from Southern Illinois, which were of good quality, and I was happy with those. And so we made it into late August and into the apple crop, and we have just a tremendous apple crop across the board. All varieties seem to have done real well, and the quality's real well, and I'm happy with it.
As pumpkin season gets in full swing, Broom said he was pleased to see his pumpkin patch come along nicely this year.
I've got 6 acres of pumpkins that have done exceptionally well this year. Some years a pumpkin patch, or my pumpkin patch, is not as good, but this year the plants were strong, the pollination was great, and I've just got a really nice patch of pumpkins out there.
To help celebrate their pumpkin patch and the fall orchard season, the Broom Orchard is hosting their annual Pumpkin Festival this weekend.
Of course, we have about 10 different varieties of apples available here in the market. The apple varieties have just all reached their peak, and we're bringing them in and sorting them up, and they're just in great shape right now. We also have our cider. We make our own cider here, which is very popular, and they can of course grab a wagon and head out into the patch and pick out the perfect pumpkin. And we'll also have pony rides for the kids. We've got a small straw maze. I've got about a 2-acre corn maze out there for the people to wander through. Playground is going to be open and available. There's no charge for the playground. We're going to have bounce houses that the guys are going to come down and set up, and that'll be available for the kids. The local FFA chapter is going to provide the food, lunch, both days, Saturday and Sunday. Sunday afternoon, some friends of mine are coming out with their pumpkin chunking machine, and we're going to chunk a few pumpkins. So we just got a lot going on, a lot of good things. The apple crop is really hitting its peak now. As I mentioned before, we have a lot of good varieties in. Got a lot of pumpkins available. You know, the weather forecast is sometimes they're wrong, and they'll probably be wrong this weekend, I hope. So I invite everybody to come out and have a good time.
Again, that was Jeff Broom with Broom Orchard in Carlinville. The social atmosphere of the ag and food industry has become interesting, to say the least, as more and more consumers are raised detached from any sort of farm knowledge. This consumer public, though, generally seems very interested in everything that goes on with their food, and farmers are finding they need to become communication experts in agriculture. David Cooper, editor with Progressive Cattleman magazine, said in a recent article post titled, "How Receptive to Questions About Ag Are You?" that it's important for farmers and ranchers to be receptive to consumers' curiosity and their concerns about the product. If we treat their questions with hostility, it's hostility that we're bound to receive in return. Some farmers are taking this very seriously and are putting their farms on display and opening them to the public. Amy Marcoute of Marcoute Jersey Creamery says their on-farm store was intentionally built with the idea of encouraging a curious public to see how things are done.
Yes, absolutely. We actually built our facility on purpose with viewing windows. We try to be extremely transparent about what we do. People can come out and see the baby calves. Education is a huge part of what we do. I have my undergraduate degree in education. Beth has her master's degree in education. My parents just always kind of dreamed of something that can interact with the public. And so we really appreciate that part of it.
Amy Marcoute says their goal was achieved in starting to attract a curious public, and she finds herself answering a multitude of questions.
I think that absolutely. I was actually talking to my dad a little bit ago about the difference between my generation and his generation and what farming is different, you know, how it's different. And technology is a big part of it, but also the public is. There's tons of information out there on the internet, and people, if they read something twice, they think that it's true. So there's a lot of misinformation about agriculture and farming and farmers and dairy farmers. And so we field a ton of questions about feed and there's not one specific question, I suppose, but are we treating our animals well? I mean, that sort of thing, you know, and trying to educate people that we would not hurt our animals because they provide our livelihood and we respect them and we appreciate them. So we answer a ton of questions just because there's a lot of information and a lot of misinformation out there.
Marcoute Jersey Creamery will be hosting an open house this weekend. Their Fall Fest is open to the public and will be going on this Saturday, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at their farm just south of Greenville. October is National Pork Month. To celebrate, we will be giving away gift certificates for pork products, courtesy of the Illinois Pork Producers Association. If you'd like to enter to win a gift certificate, you can email Angela at WSMIradio.com. In the meantime, here's a fun fact about pork. Illinois is ranked fourth in the nation for pork production, with about 4.5 million pigs in the state. Again, to enter to win a gift certificate for pork products, you can email me at Angela at WSMIradio.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.